Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 9th, 2021. The main risks of 2021. Question: many major risks of 2021 have been named. And it is not the coronavirus. The main risk of 2021 has been declared to be the division of America. Half of the U.S. population considers any new leader of the country illegitimate. What do you think the main risk of 2021 is? Answer: it is demonstrating for the whole world, for the entire human community, that we do not consider anything that does not agree with our views, thoughts, attitudes, and understanding. We do not discern anything else. We began to realize that we cannot tolerate anything foreign at all. Not at all and not in any way. And that is what America is showing us. The Americans have come through a very serious path. This is a very big progress. What is America in itself? It was a highly developed egoistic society where one thinks only of himself and absolutely does not care about anything. All others exist only to make money from them. They were developing until they reached the point when the society got divided into two practically equal parts. America shows us that if the whole world had gone the way they did, it would have come to the same result. And what would have happened next? That is, it is clear that it is no longer possible to advance egoistically. And therefore, a very interesting exercise comes from the side of nature. It is like in school when one is asked to do an exercise in class so that later, perhaps one will not make the same mistakes in life. So, here we need to solve the problem. How can we create an integral society? Like in America, which was built from practically all nations and ethnic groups, how can we build such a society that everyone understands that this is the best state for them? Not only the best possible, but generally the best. Question: is the task even more global? How can we make something more or less unified out of this society, such a single nation? Answer: yes, naturally. This is what America is showing us. We will learn from it. Comment: second on the list of the risks of 2021 is a protracted pandemic. It is believed that on the background of vaccination, there will be an even greater division of society into rich and poor, job cuts, loss of confidence in the authorities, and so on. My response: I believe that this heals our society and reveals all its miasmas. This pandemic will eventually purify us. There is hell, purgatory, and heaven. We need to go through it all. It is our existence in this world that we will consider like hell, which we do not yet realize, and we want to be in it and warm ourselves from this fire. Purgatory is when we will try to cleanse ourselves of our egoism, which kindles this terrible fire of hatred, opposition, and so on. And then, when we turn all this for the good for all of us, we will reach paradise. Question: in principle, is all this a definition of a sore spot? This is a sore spot. I, the virus, have come to show you this and will not let you go. Yes? Answer: yes. And therefore, we must look positively at all the moments of the development that we are going through, and only learn how we must behave after all, not only in order to smooth them out, that is, to escape from some danger or some blow, but so that we can become aware of their need to such extent that we kiss the stick that beats us. When we begin to approach this, then we will already become truly conscious elements of our development. Question: that is, if I realize that what has come is good, and the fight against it will not be with the help of a vaccine but in some other way? Which one? Answer: I will only struggle with myself in order to be a correct member of society. If we remove the human, universal viruses of hatred for each other, then all the rest of them will simply disappear. Comment: the third risk of 2021 is the fight against climate change, which will lead to international competition. My response: climate change depends on us, on our attitude toward nature, toward ourselves, and toward human society. It is because human society, unfortunately, is at the highest level in the hierarchy, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and then human nature. Therefore, if we discover the right interactions between ourselves, which, in principle, the entire science of Kabbalah addresses how a man should relate to man, then we will correct all this. There is nothing complicated in this, everything depends on us. Everything depends on the state of the relationship between us. Everything is decided only at the level of relations between people. Question: indeed, what if you found this golden key? Would we solve all these risks in one swoop? Answer: it depends on the people. Question: why is a man deaf and cannot hear it? Not scientists, nor politicians, no one. Answer: because this is an appeal from egoism against egoism. Comment: and he closes his ears, closes everything. My response: this requires a lot of suffering and problems. When a person thinks that is it, there is nothing else I can do, then I am ready to listen. I hope we will stop fighting the virus and will start fighting the harmful relationships between us, which bring about the states in which the virus can multiply and infect us. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, January 7, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora: why do people tend to become radicalized in their beliefs? It is a problem that we fail to understand the need to learn what nature requires of us, which is the same law positioned at the foundation of all the world's major religions: love your neighbor as yourself, Leviticus 19:18. We are all equal in the need to reach love above all of our differences, divisions, rejection and hatred of each other, as it is written that love will cover all crimes, Proverbs 10:12. However, our egoistic human nature, which rejects nature's requirement for us to positively connect by wanting to enjoy at the expense of others, positions us against each other and is the base cause of all radicalization. The human ego operates in every person and group. It makes us each see ourselves and the groups we belong to as better than others, thus giving rise to radicals willing to take their beliefs to extremes. Ultimately, the ego serves to destroy our world, and radicalization is one of its natural outcomes. When we understand that the human ego is the root cause behind all of our division, hatred and radicalization, then we would be wise to focus on how to rise above the ego. We would then feel no need to tie ourselves to any specific orientation, but only on one tendency that is fundamental to nature: the need to rise above the human ego, unite with others above all differences, and also to teach and share the method to do so. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Run after the crowd or go against the tide? Question: there is a term to run after the crowd, to be under its influence. Is it possible not to run after it, but to go against the stream? Answer: it is very difficult. The influence of the enormous human mass on an individual is almost irresistible. It is necessary to rise above all this mass, to unite with the upper force that controls it and to be at the level of the manager. But a person cannot just tear himself away from the masses. He must oppose it with the force of a higher degree. Question: we should not go against the current, not fight, but rise? Answer: otherwise, nothing will work. You will still fall under yourself or under others. You have to be under someone, because a person is an egoist. Question: how often is it necessary to change the environment in which a person is and whose influence he receives? Answer: every minute. Why should I restrain myself if I can always fall under the influence of a more progressive society? More kind, more just. Question: but, in theory, it needs to be checked? Answer: it already depends on my preparation. But time plays no role here. A person can move so intensively that changes in external influences will occur in him literally once a minute. from Cab TV's Ask a Cablist, January 12, 2021. Azza and Azal, Woe Forces in Creation. The Book of Zohar, Chaya Sarah, The Life of Sarah, Item 81. Balaam learned all those charms that he did from his father. But he learned all the charms and all the spells mainly in the mountains of the east, which are the eastern land. This is so because the kings Azza and Azal, which the Creator dropped from the sky because they complained against man's creation, dwell in those mountains. They are tied there in iron chains and alert charms to people. And it is from there that Balaam knew, as it is written, from Aram Balak brings me, the king of Moab from the mountains of the east, the place of Azza and Azal. Azza and Azal are two forces in creation that channel light on our egoistic desires and strengthen them. Therefore, it is very difficult for a person to get out of egoism. He sees reinforcement in his egoistic desires. That is, I can use my egoism and feel some fulfillments in it that constantly hold me as if I were bound by them. As it is written, they are tied there in iron chains and alert charms to people. Mountain, Har is from the word Iurim, doubts. They arise due to the fact that egoism seems to give me some kind of fulfillment. Although every time I feel that I am not filled, I do not achieve a certain state of balance, comfort, or something good in my life, the ego pulls me, attracts me, with certain light. This property is transmitted to us through the two forces called Azza and Azal. They were once good properties. Before they sinned, they were in bestowal, love for their neighbor, in connection with people. As it was said, before sinning, all people were like one single nation and they felt themselves as one common whole, as the organs of one body feel complete interconnection with each other and understand that they cannot live without each other. And this existence was natural for them. As a mother loves a child, so people used to love each other. These are just amazing, seemingly completely unnatural forms of life. But they originally existed on the spiritual level. And then when this level fell into the abyss of egoism, the forces that supported us in spirituality turned into impure egoistic angels Azza and Azal. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 4. Michael Leitman, on Quora, is nature cruel? Nature is a perfect integral system that functions according to laws of interconnection and interdependence, and there is no shred of cruelty in nature. However, it appears to many that nature is cruel. Why? It is because, as is written in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the judge judges according to his own flaws. In other words, since we humans have an aspect of cruelty in our egoistic nature, where we can enjoy at the expense of others and nature, then we attribute this cruelty to nature, and then perceive its actions as cruel. If we studied nature in depth, learning how and why it functions the way it does, then we would find no shred of cruelty in nature. Instead, we would discover how nature is ultimately a single thought that wishes only to bestow contentment, pleasure and fulfillment upon its creation. In other words, at its source, nature is a pure intention to love and bestow, which has no wicked intentions whatsoever. Nature created a single system that functions according to laws of interdependence and interconnectedness. We see how the still, vegetative and animate levels of nature behave in a way where each element takes only what it needs for its sustenance, and fulfills its role for the sake of the ecosystem's sustenance. Although we see several animals killing and eating each other, they do so not out of cruelty, but simply because it is the way they were created. By doing so, they fulfill their role in nature, and the whole that they are parts of continues its sustenance through their instinctive behavior. If we humans would receive only according to our needs, and gave everything else for the benefit of humanity and nature, then we would be on the same level as animals. However, we clearly see that we operate differently, and that there is a program embedded in us that makes us want to personally benefit at the expense of other people and nature. This egoistic element, the desire for self-benefit at the expense of others and nature, is what differentiates humans from animals and the rest of nature, and it is solely this quality is cruel. In other words, human egoism is the sole aspect within nature that opposes nature, and likewise, it is the one quality that needs to become corrected. By correcting human egoism, so that instead of wishing to personally benefit at the expense of others and nature, we would instead acquire a new nature where we wish to benefit others and nature, we would likewise enter into balance with nature, thus experiencing nature harmoniously and cruelty-free. The increasingly cruel world we perceive is in order to bring us to a point where we will truly want to invert our egoistic nature into its opposite altruistic form. For a change of such magnitude to happen, we need to learn how and why nature acts as an integral system, to learn its laws of interconnection and interdependence, and apply them to ourselves in order to reach balance with nature. By doing so, we will discover a new harmonious and complete life, completely outside the scope of how we currently perceive and sense our world. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, March 20, 2019. Question: why does the Absolute need our correction? If the Absolute is complete and unchanging, why does he need us, or our correction? Answer: humanity may not understand this, but the Absolute One, that is, the Supreme, the Force of Pure Good, does not care at all about what we think of him. The point of creating all kinds of creations is to gradually raise them to the level of this Absolute so that they also become Absolute. Question: we often talk about the neighbor. Who exactly is our neighbor? Answer: in Kabbalah, the neighbor is determined by the goal, by the spirit, by their advancement. It may be someone who lives in Africa but who is closer to me than my family members. Question: is Kabbalah forbidden for women to study? Answer: in our time, we have come to a state where everyone is controlled by a common egoism, therefore, today both men and women, regardless of age, can study Kabbalah and achieve revelation of the Creator. From Kab TV's Ask a Kabbalist, March 20, 2019. The only truth. Question: what is truth? Answer: truth is when I understand that everything in me is relative, tastes, bad, good, sweet-bitter, and reason, true, false, true-false. There is nothing absolute, except one thing. The Creator is our root, the property of total bestowal, and we, the creatures, are his consequence, the opposite property of receiving. Only these two substances, the desire to bestow and the desire to receive, exist in an absolute form. Everything else is absolutely relative. From Kab TV's Spiritual States, April 22, 2019. Force the Creator to balance two forces. Question: how can forces that want to destroy and eliminate each other attain mutual complementation since they are totally opposite from each other? Answer: this is the reason the middle line is in the middle. It exists above this mutual contradiction. Comment: but it is not in a person's power to balance this contrast. Answer: of course. The Creator does this. But we ask him to do so. We need to force, obligate, and compel him to balance the two opposite forces. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 16, 2018. In Kabbalah there is no place for the individual. Question: on one hand, it is said that everything is within a person, but on the other hand, you say that I need to start working with other people. Is it not enough for me to study, meditate, and pray? Do I still have to get in touch with others? Answer: it is impossible for a person to achieve the revelation of the Creator alone. He must understand that this is achieved only in a group, and there is no other way. The individual, the hermit, has no place in Kabbalah. By trying to somehow unite with other people, you begin to enter Egypt, egoism. Together you cultivate the ten, which in connection with each other is trying to gather in such properties that will be similar to the Creator. According to the law of similarity, what exists between you and the properties of the Creator, the properties of mutual bestowal, love, connection, unity, you will begin to feel the Creator inside yourself. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, April 15, 2019.